And I think I got it this time.
Nice.
First try, 600 tries. What is the
Take
difference?
One.
Nobody really cares. We're going to, this is an extension of this week's Comic Playground, Nerds Gone Wild, if that's for you, Donnie. We're going to start it out. We were supposed to do the end of last show as an unboxing that Corbin had really been looking forward to. And we didn't get to it, mostly because Joe is just so slow with his
look at his face.
Stuff.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, Joe.
I just don't want anybody else to talk. I just want to talk the whole time.
So we're going to start out with this. Corbin was very excited. Take it away, Corbin. Let me know.
Yes. Okay. So I don't know what to say.
Kid in the candy store.
Wait. You don't want to lead this in and tell people how ridiculous it is?
What?
What?
You don't want to lead this in and tell people how ridiculous this is?
What? You don't think? He has two boxes. one is a D. I thought he was going to do that. Like
I was going to. I had a little backstory.
For everybody who doesn't know, Corbin has been schnookered on more than one occasion, spending $600 to $700 on nothing, essentially.
You mean it's a box of air? It sounds great. Who doesn't need air? Everybody needs air.
Oh, man.
Corbin, it's the resale value on this air.
Yeah, it's incredible. Imagine if you're on the moon. People would pay millions for this.
So
it's collector's air.
He texted me this week and wanted to do this on the show. And I'm like, absolutely. I can't wait to make fun of you. So here we go. What's the backstory on it?
Okay, so I went to the Ash Avenue Comics. Shout out to them in the store. It's great. It's just great conversation, great people there. Had a great conversation. I was looking for some books.
Is it great? Is there great?
Everything about it was
great. Yeah.
Everything.
Great.
I mean, the owner, we talked about Star Wars and how both hated The Last Jedi. Or no, I hated it. He liked it. But that's a different story. It was really good. And I was going there to get some graphic novels, pick up some comics. And I saw these two mystery boxes.
Wait, hold on. Was it a great argument? Okay, just
sorry.
That's what he said about Titans too. So I don't even know if I believe him.
Not okay. To stop you when you just have sound effects.
So I saw these two mystery boxes and I was like, oh. But then I thought, let me keep looking and see if I could see some other stuff. But I kept gravitating to those boxes because I was like, you never know what's in a mystery box. Like,
yeah, that's the mystery part. That,
and everyone else knows not to do it.
They should call it a "you never know what's inside" box.
And it's so. gets you.
Everyone needs
it. Should just call it a Corbin box because no one else is buying that.
Well, I saw them. I kept looking off. I kept looking back. And I said, finally, okay, fine. So I went to the owner. I was talking to him. And I was like, listen, like how much are these? And they're both themed. One's Marvel, one DC. And they were, $40 bucks a box. So $80 total for both. And I was like.
Great values.
I was like,
so you offered him $200.
Well, he worked out a bargain with me.
Oh,
and I got both boxes for $40.
The only way.
I thought you were gonna say. I thought he worked out a bargain with me, and I walked out with both these boxes, $123.
The only way that happened is if the other guy did all the talking.
As soon as you start talking,
he talked himself out of the money.
So I want it for -$43 more.
He Corbin'd Corbin.
Just add 40 more. Fine.
Absolute value it.
Okay, well, anyways.
I have a seventh grader.
That's why. So I couldn't wait. I got back. I was telling my family, listen, I got these two mystery boxes.
Talking to the camera, not to us.
Oh, looking around. Oh, hey. Yeah. So.
And now you're talking to the camera.
Okay. Well, I got these boxes. I tell mom and dad, I'm like, listen, I got these great mystery boxes. Can't wait to open them, read them. I'm going to spend a whole weekend. And they're like, you should wait until the podcast. And I was like,
this is your mom and dad's?
Thank you, mom and dad.
So, so you are Captain Selfish? I think we have a new nickname, Captain Selfish.
Credit to my pops, because he was the one who told me to wait. And I was like, but I wanted to read them right now. He's like, it's just 2 days. And I was like, 2 days is a long time.
In Corbin world.
And it's 40 comics. And, cooler heads prevailed. And here I am now with the boxes. I'm ready to open them.
All right.
Look at this excitement. It's pure glee.
Oh, it's been 2 days. And I'm so excited. Okay, I'm just going to open it now. Right?
Yeah, just do it. He's
Nike it.
What he's doing is he's diving in, can't figure out where to open it. Had 2 days to figure out where the seams were.
Ari would have had this open already.
Unbelievable. Exactly. She'd have rocket raccoon.
Oh, no.
Is what she would have done.
It's hard, guys. I'm sorry.
A Turbo Man and a Beanie Baby.
It's paper, dude.
It's careful. Hey, you don't know what's inside of that. You got to be careful.
Hey, figure of yourself. Hit the microphone.
There's a fucking
in there. He broke his nail. Paper cut.
You were supposed to open
it's
it.
A
that
mystery
day,
box. Be careful.
Well, if I open it,
run out of
oh,
air.
Oh man, this is a mess. Okay, there we go.
And it's $30.
All right, somebody get their phone out.
Oh, okay. So yeah. I'm just gonna hold them up one by one. Oh, they're all loose. Okay.
$50 card to the Dollar Tree.
There's a few of them. So this is the Marvel box apparently. So ooh.
Wasn't it wrapped that way? It didn't.
It
didn't,
was box.
Oh, I thought maybe the wrapping paper.
Oh,
on
the
it.
Wrapping also says Marvels. Yeah.
Into the camera.
The wrapping says Marvel around it. You can see like Captain America. I didn't know.
So you didn't know that was the Marvel
I
box.
I knew one was Marvel, one was DC, but I knew by the paper that was on it.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe that's the mystery.
The books aren't even bagged.
Yeah, but we're just going to. Yeah.
The books aren't even real.
Actually, oh, there's bags in there. That's part of the mystery.
Maybe there are. I haven't really gotten to it, but I mean, you guys see anything? I can't really see them as I'm showing them.
Well, why don't you read them? Read them.
The Uncanny Inhumans number one. A number one. Okay.
Doesn't mean it's a key issue.
Doctor Strange, number 18. Yeah.
Strange that he's still excited.
Fear itself was a dope series.
Yeah, I know. So I'm just gonna keep moving. But hey, I'm still read it. Nova.
Okay.
Number one. Okay. Gotta get a little faster. Star-Lord grounded. Interesting.
All number ones. Let them
yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Squirrel
got one
Girl.
Number 18. She's supposed to get her own movie, actually.
Well, yep. Then I'll hold on
that's
to this.
Yeah. That's going
to
rise in value. Yep.
There we go.
Check the 2002.
Power Man and Iron Fist.
Okay. Is that a variant?
You know what I think it was.
Yeah, because they looked like the toy ones, right?
The toy variant?
Yeah. Look at that.
None of those are worth anything.
Okay. Well, they'll be great reading material.
Only and, $20, really.
That's still a
wow,
steal.
Wow, there's a lot in there.
And National 40. Iron Man. Yeah, I'm going to have to keep moving on with these, I know.
No.
Is it just comics, Corbin?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I thought there were going to be toys.
I thought so, too, for a second, but then I read the box again.
Oh, you read the box, but
that's
you're
a
not...
Bit, that's a little bit older.
You read the box, but yeah. Not the wrapping paper.
Well, the box... There's a little... One sec. I'll show it to you in a second, because...
So, you're the guy who reads the fine print, but not the contract?
No, well... This thing right here is what I read.
What is that? Wasn't that in the box?
It was on top of the box.
Are you a mentalist?
Talking about random comics and some being number one, some old, some new.
Donnie just called you a sucker.
No, that's what they called you. That's what was written on there.
Oh, okay.
I was wounded.
Sucker box.
I was hurt there.
No.
Here we go.
I'm still pretty sure you called him a sucker.
I got an X-Men gold.
He gets over to the table and just gets mean.
I got a Black Panther. Got
don't
another
bend
one.
Bend those spines.
Yeah, I'm trying to be. Yeah, and this is old because Chris Bosh is on the back.
Be careful. Oh, Chris Bosh.
From his USA Olympic team days.
So, right. Like.
8 years?
10 years ago. Okay. Let's say 2004.
Whoa.
Oh, that's.
Is there anything from like 1963? Like when Doom Patrol came out?
That'd
be
nice.
Like pre-2000.
That'd be nice. I'm seeing all this as, yeah, I don't, 1602, I still read it.
That was pre-2000.
That book's from 1602?
Yeah, it's the first comic book ever. It's in black and white.
The Ultimates, Secret Invasion.
What number is that Ultimates?
Yeah. Number one.
Nice.
Is that the one?
Is it the number one?
Was that Joe Med, the artist?
No, I see Al Ewing, Kenneth Rocafort, and Dan Brown.
Dan Brown from The Da Vinci Code?
I would think... Wait, no.
Okay. You were going to go somewhere reasonable for a second. I don't know
Dan
why.
Brown,
I don't know
Dan
why
Brown from my fifth grade basketball team?
Okay. Got some power pack.
Okay.
All right. Fear Itself again. We've already talked about this, so I'll keep that quick.
Yep.
Cyclops. Can y'all see that? All right.
I think it's Cyclops.
One eye I can see it with.
I'd say it's Cyclops, I think.
The Defenders.
Cyclops.
And then Uncanny Avengers 26. Okay. We're almost there.
Oh,
we're
there's
almost,
more? Oh.
Yo, there's
and there's another box, which we'll probably save to the end of this episode.
Okay. That's fine. Well, I'll be quick, though.
No, it's actually pretty good because I think there's some interest from somebody.
Yeah, somebody's going to like this for sure.
One person out
somebody
there.
Somebody cares.
I'm just going to show these to you and not look, so you have to tell me.
Fantastic.
We can't see them.
I can't.
Original Spider-Man?
Spider-Women.
Oh, Spider-Woman, yes.
Amazing Fantasy 15.
$20.99.
Okay, I like that. Oh.
Infinity Entity.
Is that Century?
The Infinity Entity, and then also like little M&M
M&Ms.
Yeah.
What? No free M&Ms?
There's no M&M's in there.
All Mosaic. Right.
Mosaic. Oh.
The number one of that looked really cool. Did anybody read it?
I wanted to read it. I read when it was coming out.
That's almost as helpful as reading it.
Got the Great Lake Avengers. Okay.
Wait, there were Great Lake Avengers?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Black Bolt.
Or the Central Coast.
Got the Monsters Unleashed.
The Central Coast.
Lando.
Hmm.
USA Avengers? Okay. Ooh, this has the X-Men video game on the back, so this has to be old.
Marvel Romance?
Okay. Well, it's definitely a couple years old. Some light reading. Sure. Yeah, Moon Girl and Marvel Warrior Woman. Number one, series one.
What was that?
Series one of Warrior Woman.
Why does that look like the other one that you had?
It's probably another toy variant.
Yeah, they all look the same.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, I really cut that nail. All right.
So did it meet your expectations?
Hey, at least for 20 bucks. I mean, $20.
I was going to say it's a lot of reading for 20. I am not complaining. I'm happy. You know, I wasn't expecting like a 1975 X-Men. Actually, I was.
Was that a possibility? Like, not did they at say all, that? Okay.
But I mean, they didn't not say it.
But
so
maybe you'll get that in the DC box.
Exactly.
A 1970s X-Men in the DC
of that. Should
also
I get on to
Doom
that?
Patrol?
Or do you want to wait a little bit in intermission?
Yeah, let's wait. Let's wait a little bit and you know what? Start getting into it. Getting into it. And why don't you go through it while we are over here, and maybe we'll talk to you some while we're getting into other stuff.
Okay.
And you just let us know if there's something you really...
I really should open these boxes beforehand. I really think that.
Hey, Corbin, can you value these comics and let us know about it next week?
I can attempt to.
Yeah. Maybe Donnie can bust out a Wizard magazine.
You know what I wish your superpower was? Opening a box quickly.
I'm just trying to
well,
do
it's
it for
that
camera.
Foil paper.
I would throw at it. I would attack
pretty
it.
Pretty tough.
Well, you look through them, and if you get any special ones, you're still on the screen. We still have you going.
Okay.
There was some other stuff that we wanted to talk about here today.
Of course.
So you take a look, and we'll get once you get back over here. Adonis, you wanted to talk Game Changers.
Game Changers, yes. So... basically, I wanted to talk about interdimensional genre crossings. One of the first ones that I was introduced to was Who Framed Roger Rabbit. That, to me, set a new standard for the animation at the time, and then like for adults to take cartoons a little bit more seriously,
like Mary Poppins and Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
And see,
that's a good call.
Those similar? Those were good. I just don't think it kind of it took cartoons to an adult level. That was still aimed at kids.
Yeah, it got a little dirty.
What?
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Oh, yes. I thought you meant Mary
Jessica
Poppins.
Jessica Rabbit.
Like you said, it got a little more adult theme. Exactly. It was a little raunchier.
What was the one with Brad Pitt again?
Cool World. Love that one.
Cool World.
Yeah.
Like an aha video.
Yeah, because that was in the early 90s, right?
I think so.
Yeah, and Who Framed Roger Rabbit was...
Stay on the mic, would you?
Who Framed Roger Rabbit was 80... 88.
Was like 89?
88.
Something like that,
it was
late,
yeah.
Hey,
it was right around the same time as Batman.
Give
I remember
me one
them
second.
Being like...
Hey, Corbin, yeah. If you get something, raise your hand, and then let us know, and then we'll...
He's got his hand up immediately.
Like an all-star Batman, but not the Frank Miller one.
What is that, two?
Is that a graphic novel?
Yeah, this is number 12.
It has a 2 in it.
That's all I could see.
Yeah. Can you see closer now? We're just going to give that one up. But there it is. It's cool. The first ally.
Value.
Did you see? Did you hear his voice go up because he's excited?
It's cool.
He turned right into a 13-year-old. He's like, it's cool.
I have some Sun Devils. I'm not really familiar with them, but it has Burger Time, the video game, on the back.
Sun Devils.
Burger Time.
The football team.
That's what makes looking at old comics fun, just looking at old ads.
Oh, my mom loved Burger Time.
Oh, you got that many good ones right in a row?
Yeah, now we're into a spell, so I will be back.
Okay. Adonis.
So,
keep us interested.
No, I really loved that how these movies brought adults into the whole feeling okay about the cartoons again and everything like that, and and not being disinterested because cartoons are only associated with kids and everything like that, and how it made them it showed that cartoons could be aimed at adults and have adult themes. And still be entertaining in that genre.
My popular.
My dad would never watch like a Disney film or something. He's like, I'm not watching one of them cartoons.
Yeah.
Like he would get mad about it. So, but
that, he loved Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Loved it. Jessica. Jessica Rabbit.
I love that. And kind of going a little bit backwards on that, but still maintaining that same amount of seriousness was Space Jam. Space Jam was awesome. Space Jam, it was basically a huge commercial for Michael Jordan, but at the same time, it definitely, parents could go in there and watch it and not have to just basically turn off their mind and, let their kids do whatever they wanted while they were chaperoning for them. They could sit up there and get into it, and still be interested.
Like I call it the Muppet Show effect, where kids would watch the Muppet Show because they were the Muppets, but adults were watching the messages that were given in the Muppet Show. The Simpsons is the same way, although even a little bit more adult. But the Muppet Show in the 70s, early 80s Corbin.
Got a Hanna-Barbera? Is that?
I don't think you're pronouncing that right.
Hanna-Barbera?
Did they steal that from themselves?
Yeah, I was going to say,
it's
Hanna-Barbera. You know what's better than that one? Hanna-Barbera Future Quest.
That's what I have.
Future Quest.
Okay. Past Quest.
Also, real quick, I have an Infinite Crisis one.
Oh, nice.
Ooh,
that's pretty cool. I have an Injustice Ground Zero, which, you know, depending on what you think about the Injustice comic book series.
Hey, Corbin?
Yeah?
I really feel like you're manhandling those comics.
Yeah, I'm just holding it straight by the spine. But
that is nice, like right there. Not worth anything, but I love it.
Well, yeah. I'm sorry. Trust me. I don't. I read them gently, but I hold them straight. I want them flopping all over. But it looks really cool, doesn't it? The cover.
The Batwoman. The new Batwomen are so good, so well drawn.
Really?
No, they're brilliant.
I haven't really looked into them.
I started to collect. I definitely collect like anything I see Batwoman for Ari, and all the new series were so. There was like a Jay Lee variant that was amazing. Ooh. And
yeah, she's striking to watch, like when it's colored in right and looks really good. Especially the newer ones.
And they're doing it's like all red, black, and white.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like it's really
very clashing.
Like, yeah.
It's kind of like very it has stark. That Frank Miller feel.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The last one, the crossover event of 2015, Star Trek and Green Lantern.
Hmm.
So I don't
remember. That's kind of neat.
I mean, neither, but I'm happy to find out what it's about. The Spectrum War. All right, and that's all.
All right, here's a game changer. Back to Adonis.
So with the Muppets, did you guys know that it was initially meant just for adults?
No, I did not.
It was actually initially called Sex and Violence.
Hmm. Really?
Not the Muppet Show.
Whoa.
Interesting.
Really? There were Muppets on the original Saturday Night Live episodes as well.
Yeah.
But remember, they even had people like Elton John and other music performers, you know, perform with them. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't for kids. I mean, because...
Yeah, I don't know. The themes of the music, like what they were talking about.
Yeah.
Hmm. I'm going to make sure that's not a lie, and I just made that up in my head.
I'm worried that you did.
It's called Truth and Consequences.
That happened to me with Glass a while back. Don't worry.
Yeah. It's called Lies and Make-em-ups.
So I think there's some movies like that today, and I don't want to cut anything off, but as an adult who has young children, there are the movies that you can never rewatch with the children because they're so annoying. But there's also the movies where you're like, you know what? You play this 15 times and it's not so bad.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what to watch. Phineas and Ferb.
Oh, absolutely.
On Disney Channel stuff. They might not even be on there anymore. That's probably the same guys did Milo Murphy's Law. But Phineas and Ferb, you'll watch it and you'll go, this is so well written and so incredible. And every episode has singing and dancing in it.
And the kids miss half the jokes, but they're still entertained.
No, it's not. The jokes are not for the kids.
Right, that's what I mean.
The characters are for the kids, but the themes, it's all for the adults.
It's funny that you said that because one of the ones that I, shows that I put on there as well was Blue's Clues.
Okay.
That my brother's 10 years younger than me, so when he was growing up, he would play Blue's Clues birthday VHS over and over and over again. I'm actually reciting all the songs in my head, but like I could sit there and I hated when he put it on, but when it was just on, and I would sit there and sing along with him.
Of course you would.
Exactly.
Did you ever beatbox for?
Actually, I did.
For Blue's Clues,
I did.
That's how we learned.
No, it wasn't.
The Muppets started in 1976 with a TV show, but before that they had two pilots. Hmm. One was called The Muppet Show, Sex and Violence, and the other one was called The Muppets Valentine's Show. They were directed
That's on
adults.
Wikipedia, and it says edited by Joe Newcomer.
Yes.
You can tell, but because there's 600 notes.
It's this very, article needs no, this validation. Is, mine would be way longer than this.
That's
man.
Very true. That's, there would be three volumes.
Yeah, it was about a parody of the proliferation of sex and violence on television.
So it was a parody of it. Okay. Yeah, that would make sense. Interesting. More game changers?
Basically, I came to this thought process because of the production being started for Space Jam 2 with LeBron James.
They should just stop that now.
Yeah, does he still play basketball?
Yeah, I don't think so.
He won't be in the playoffs.
Can we not talk about that, please? As a Lakers fan, please.
You're Thank too you. Soon.
You used to be a Lakers fan?
I've always been a Lakers.
Oh, yeah.
According to your shirt that...
Oh, I'm from Brooklyn, wait, so
gonna,
I have to rep it.
Wait, they're not going to win the championship?
Not three, not four.
Okay. Well,
zero.
I just understand.
So the Lakers aren't even going to make the playoffs.
No, you make the finals nope. 8 straight years and you're not even making the playoffs now.
Because like, he's in the West now. He's in the West.
Now, I don't know because I read an article saying that they had a 1% chance.
Oh, mathematically, they're not limited yet, but for all intents and purposes, it's over.
So realistically.
There are 14,600,000.
So you're saying there's a chance.
14,605 possibilities, and LeBron makes them in none of them.
Rondo starting is the only way.
He's in the end game now.
Should have gone for the head.
Oh, boy.
And, I'm pretty much done with that part.
So
that's all I have to say about that.
Do you think that those shows, that the movies that you're talking about, like, led to all of this Adult Swim and
yes, Adult Swim. Because I know...
Rick and Morty.
When I watched... yes, definitely.
I don't think that's how you pronounce it.
Rike and Murdy.
That's it.
Murdy.
The baseball show.
Wow. I know.
Is this a running gag now?
Wow. I think it is. It's
right. Like four times.
Yeah.
I know that. Watching Who Framed Roger Rabbit and Space Jam made me a lot more interested in anime. It made me a lot more interested.
It's definitely not how you pronounce that.
Anime.
Anima.
Anime.
Anemia.
Anima. I love those anime. Cartoons. Were they called Enema?
Let's keep it PG-13.
Who doesn't love Enema?
Do you love watching Enema? I love it.
Donnie's so Battle uncomfortable.
Of the
so, maybe he's always like this.
Maybe he's an Enema.
Hey, sure you want to be over here?
Yeah, I was kind of missing my magazine.
I'm so excited to have him over here next to me. I got so lucky.
Oh, wow. Really, Joe? Okay. Well, where are you the rest of the time?
Not that I don't love you, Corbin, but I don't get to see Donnie. He's behind the wall.
I accept
we're going to fix it.
We'll fix a lot of it. But no, we're not going to. We know.
You want to look at my ugly mug.
We need to maintain the mystery box.
Oh.
Plus, now I can look into your eyes, Corbin.
I know, right.
Oh, I had Donnie's chair up.
Oh, no. Corbin. The empty
like,
Donnie
empty.
Chair.
Take a look at the empty Donnie. That's what I had up. I didn't even recognize it.
He's kind of sad. Donnie.
Shortly. He got turned into dust.
Yeah, Donnie will return
Mr.
shortly.
Mr. Caliendo, I don't feel too good.
You
I think we have our promo for this week.
Yeah, I love it. We'll have to put you in with a graphic.
Oh, man.
All right.
So, yeah, the mystery box thing for me is completed. I just want to thank Ash Avenue Comics for providing me all this reading material. And I will be going to
they
other comic
stores. They didn't give it
stores.
To you.
Well,
but it was $40, right?
It was quite a
so
steal.
So if you're going to buy all those, that would be what, $42?
I mean,
no, literally, they're $3 an issue.
As many as he got, that would have stacked up to about $80.
Yeah,
so I got it for half that, and because of that, I'm spurred on. I will go to other comic book stores and find their mystery boxes, and I will bring them here.
No, you should go to that same place and get mystery boxes.
I might do that as well.
And you should just give them all your money.
I like them.
Here's what you should do: you should get a big green van and call it the Mystery Box Machine, and then hang out with a few friends.
We could get a dog.
This is a brilliant idea, and it doesn't sound like anything else I've ever heard.
Totally, I'll bet somebody's going to steal it from us.
Maybe I think so.
Well, no, we might steal it from ourselves
and then go back in time and actually make it a cartoon or something.
That's funny. No, I actually plan to go. And get
I know it's funny
boxes,
because
this will be
you
a
didn't
good
laugh,
exploration.
But you just said it's funny.
Well, I said it was funny because we're making fun of ourselves with the whole.
Oh, we weren't making fun of ourselves, plural.
Oh, wait.
Yeah,
you were making fun of Adonis.
All you?
Oh.
It was Adonis. It was Adonis.
It was also you.
No, it was you. It was you. I think other people are misconstruing
it. So I understand. You got 80 comics, right?
Yeah.
for 40 bucks. That's a good deal.
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad.
You guys would grade that an A on the Corbinning scale? Because that's what this is all about. Redemption.
Well, that's, that back, B baby. Minus.
That's way above the A. No. But losing $200 is an A on the Corbin scale.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So you did better than break even.
You just made it into Harvard.
Exactly. Exactly. And you didn't even have to pay scores. Anything. Sorry.
Boom.
I stepped on that.
I got your perfect score to go to next. I will pass next time. I will pass next time. I'll make sure of it.
All right. You did great. I think you nailed it. So we had some other things we wanted to hit today.
It was so much excitement that was.
Yeah, why don't you get right into it? So
okay,
dig
so
in.
This week in or this geek in history. Shout out to Zach here.
You're so likable.
Thank you. So I'm classifying the geek history as comics, video games, anime, etc. And I'm going from this last week, so from the 5th through today, the 12th of March. So I started with there was nothing on the 5th, so I started on the 6th of March with on the 6th of March in 2000, Mobile Suit Gundam Wing. I'm sure you guys are familiar with that. A Japanese mecha anime series. It originated in Japan, but it debuted on it kicked off on Cartoon Network on that day in 2000. I thought it was interesting because it was broadcast in two formats. There was an edited version that was shown in the daytime on Toonami, and then there was an uncut version that was shown past midnight as part of Toonami's Midnight Run, which I hadn't heard of. And that version had your blood, your profanity, all that jazz.
When are we going to do that?
Our Midnight Run? That'd be kind of cool.
Get some blood and profanity on here.
Yeah. Just tons of sex.
Oh, it's on its way.
Also,
trust me,
on March 6th, on March 6th, but this is in 1950, I reached back for some of my older gentlemen here on the cast. I found that Silly Putty was introduced on the day as a toy. It was invented originally in 1943
putty that just made you happy?
As a replacement for plastic.
It was originally a medicine.
Oh, like well, Coke. My research said different. But
I'm making that up.
Okay, good.
So good.
I didn't want to disagree.
Who said what? Who semi believed it? Was that you, Zach?
I have no recollection.
I think it was Corbin.
I figured it was at least a major part of some of you guys' childhood, so I wanted to make sure I had that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're a horrible person.
But you're saying that like Silly Putty went away. It was there for your childhood too.
We had Etch-a-Sketch that was really kind of the.
We
thing.
Used to
that
put
was invented.
They only had one toy at a time. One toy at a time.
We used to put the Silly Putty on the comics in the newspaper and then copy them.
There was a story.
Donnie just said that.
You would put it into
did
your.
Did he say that?
Yeah, it's all good. But I was going to say I do that and then I start stretching it, you know, make the guy's head long, you know, and then fat.
Yep.
Did you say that? I was probably changing the stuff on the. Sorry, I Corbin'd you.
Oh.
Or no, wait. I Donnie'd you. I stole you from you.
You Donnie'd him. Donnie'd Donnie.
Okay. March 7th, 1978. So this is the March 7th now that we're here. The first radio episode of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy was broadcast.
That's cool.
And the book's by Douglas Adams. You should check it out at your local library. It's very good.
They were
good.
Still doing radio episodes then?
Yes.
So the first podcast.
Also on March 7th, this time in 1993,
we glossed over that.
Well, only because I couldn't think about it. It would embarrass all of us by trying to muddle that through. So I was
good call, Corbin. Good job.
Way to not embarrass us.
Okay. Way to be a leader.
Poor Adonis.
Like when you wanted another podcast.
I feel like I'm more stressed out Joe right now. I'm not going to lie because internally I'm like, what do I do? All right. On March 7th in 1993, Beavis and Butthead premiered on MTV.
Wait.
83
or 93? 93. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh. You're like, get that right? All right.
Was it Remus?
Fire, Corbin.
I thought it was Remus and Butthead.
March 8th.
Was a couple episodes ago.
Oh, throwback.
So now we're in March 8th, all right? In March 8th, 1959, the Barbie doll debuted it. Or had
debuted?
It debuted? I've been saying debuted, and I meant to say debut, but I forgot how to say it.
I thought you were saying debuted it for a while.
No. The last three times I've said debuted, I was like, that's not how you say it.
I believe
and I've been trying to
it's
run
de
through.
Debois.
I'm freaking it's out
Debois.
I'm losing my cool.
Beavis and Butthead Debois.
I've been watching you for like this
I can't even
time,
say
dude.
Debut right now, okay? It came to existence. in March 8th, 1959, the Barbie doll, okay? I'm sure we all know the Barbie dolls
the
from
Barbie
the Toy
doll?
Story movies.
The Barbie bee?
From the Toy Story
movies.
The
Barbie toy.
Bernie!
I've been watching him this whole time.
Corbin.
And he's just, he was so nervous.
You unboxed
he's like,
him.
He's like, they debuted it? I'm looking at him. I'm like,
they booty? I don't know. All right. So, we know the Barbie toys from Toy Story. And, of course, that sneaky, catchy Barbie song
in the
90s.
Some oxygen.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party. That one, yeah. Anyways, fun fact I looked up. The Barbie doll.
Hey, wait a second. I'm the fun fact guy. Where are my claws? I'll go Renaissance Fair on you, and then I'll zoo you.
Okay.
Those aren't bugs. Those are my drones ready
the
to destroy you.
Based condensation off of a toy.
Hold on. Look at him. Look at him.
And the toy.
Did we really take the oxygen out of that room? I think.
Oh my God. Look at him. He's crying,
with helium.
Man.
I don't even know what he's
crying
saying.
Laughing.
In English, por favor.
The Barbie doll was based off of another. It was based off a doll named
Lily.
Look to a
note. It was a rip-off.
The Barbie doll was a ripoff of a doll named
Lisa
Lily,
Lionheart,
which was inspired by a racy German comic. I thought that was funny.
A racy German comic that's like
a racy German
a guy
comedian?
Hitler?
Like a cleavage.
Whoa.
Oh, I thought it was like a guy named Hans.
I don't know any other.
Whoa.
I'm going to
the only German you could think
and
of.
And now I'm going to do a joke about my wife. Okay. I'm very racy and a comic. It's hot in here.
We're in a dungeon
March
for some reason.
We're in March 10th. Oh my gosh, I don't know how you do it. We're in March 10th, and I have three things for March 10th. Okay, so I'm stretching my criteria here, but on this day...
Are you on helium right now?
I can't get my voice.
He's gone up three pitches.
Barbie geeky, by the way?
Pop culture.
What did you just kill? Did you kill
someone? He killed Captain Marvel.
He just destroyed Captain Marvel.
You can
you
call
troll.
Me Thanos.
Internet troll.
Thanos.
Barbie
I'm
is Thanos.
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 Hello, I'm Thanos.
It's a soft day. Like his soft hands.
Right. I'm Samantha.
Corbin? What were you talking about, Corbin?
I was saying.
Corbin? Hiya, Donald. Oh, boy.
I was saying that Barbie.
Was that
Barbie
was that
is
Donnie?
Geeky because it's based off of pop culture.
Donald
That's where
Duck.
I was going.
I don't.
Okay.
It's really gone off the rails.
It really has. I'm trying
to see, this is where you got
to
reel it back in, Corbin.
Okay, so three things happened on March 10th.
What were they?
All right, so
can we name this whole second episode thing as Comic Playground Off the Rails?
Exactly. Yeah, nerds off the rails.
In 1876, Alexander Graham Bell made the first successful phone call. That's important because...
The first what?
Successful phone call.
Did he debut it?
Did he sound like cell phone? I heard cell phone too.
I heard that it debuted.
It debuted.
He took his first selfie.
Okay. He took his hey. 100+
Alexander Graham Bell, Bell.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
100+ years
you
later.
You are all... Oh, Sherman Hooder. That's what you almost sound like.
Sherman,
Hercules,
Sherman,
baby.
Sherman, oh my God.
Okay. Oh my God.
100 years later. 100+ years later. Okay. Another groundbreaking event occurred as CBS premiered The Incredible Hulk with Bill Bixby and Lou Ferrigno. That's big.
Yeah.
And then
that's connected to the first cell phone call that
it's
Alexander
just
Graham
both groundbreaking
debuted.
And it kind of
Mr.
Okay,
McGee,
you know, just stick with this.
Don't call me on my cell phone when
this
I'm
is just
angry.
History.
We've got
no,
we've
it's
done
not.
1723.
Well, no, there's a lot more history
in the French Indian War.
Oh my goodness.
This is the third date.
Okay,
how many more
date.
Dates are there?
I have three more.
Good.
Okay. Wow.
Okay, listen. Next time, I'm just going to stick to what we have on the day that we record, okay?
You know what, Corbin? I miss Joe.
See what happens when you take notes.
I see. What happens when you take notes. Buffy the Vampire Slayer premiered on WB in 1997.
Hold on. Just relevant. Take a breath and relevant. Go down a couple octaves.
Dogs can only hear you right now.
Okay. Dogs.
If y'all what if he just stopped? Cats, what if he stopped, and aliens. All of a sudden he was Morgan Freeman?
Ah, yes. And that was in 1982.
Just move your mouth, Corbin.
Okay.
truth is, we all wondered when he'd get to the end of this.
He's narrating himself now.
All right, March 11th, the book Frankenstein was published. It's the first science fiction novel that's recognized as. Yes,
it's called Frankenstein.
It's called Frankenstein.
Well, Frankenstein's or the Prometheus, actually the monster, guys.
Yeah.
Oh no, the doctor.
Okay, exactly.
Frankenstein.
Anyway, it's recognized as the first science fiction novel. Obviously, it's directly related to geekdom, so that's there. On this day, March 12th, in 2008, Hulu launched for public access in the U.S.
You know we're releasing this a couple days later, right?
Well, on March 12th. Wow.
2 days ago.
It's 2 days ago.
On this day.
Okay, and then also the 30th anniversary of the World Wide Web occurred.
Oh, yeah. So I saw that on Google.
That's big.
I saw that on Google today.
Yep. And then the Nintendo Switch last week turned 2 years old. So I wanted to get your guys' thoughts on it, but I have no voice and little motivation, so.
He's exhausted from pulling out those comic books.
Oh, my throat.
Your throat?
To think well, that my the... throat is hurting.
It's from laughing?
Yeah.
from laughing at your own stuff?
Well, I am hilarious.
To think oh, my God, the... these dates are so funny.
You're so proud of yourself.
I did some real research on this, guys.
Killing
That's
it.
What happens when you take
I think
notes.
You did a great
Thank
job.
Thank you, John. I appreciate you. I think I understand your pain.
Well done.
I love
well
that
done.
You have notes today.
Thank you. I learned from you.
I learned it from watching
To think
you.
That the internet's only been around for 30 years.
That's what I thought.
Like, that's crazy. Like, how it's changed society on a whole is
how?
Ridiculous.
What's what do it you done? Mean?
I don't have to read Wizards. I can just look up, what was blah, blah, blah's first appearance?
Exactly.
I mean, I love the internet.
So you don't have to remember
he
things
loves
anymore?
The internet.
Remember,
hot take.
Teachers should be paid more.
Does anybody have
hot take. Internet better than not?
Do you
internet.
Still have an encyclopedia anymore?
Killing is bad.
We have
encyclopedia, actually.
Encyclopedia anymore. You know, where you just call that number. Where's that number? Beautiful. Remember that old commercial? No? Okay.
But we can find it on the internet.
Yeah, yep. We can look it up.
We can look
at YouTube.
Exactly. And where is that on?
The internet, I think.
Exactly.
Snap.
Also, what are you guys' thoughts on Nintendo Switch turning 2 years old? Like, do you guys have one?
Oh, like the subject you just brought up?
No.
I was into it at the very beginning. My kids were into it a lot. Mm-hmm. And because Mario came out with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's
Zelda.
Always a big
yeah.
Zelda.
Zelda's the one.
Mario made that one.
Yeah. Mario
he
made Zelda?
It?
I'm confused.
Did
I'm
confused. Luigi do the writing in the back?
I think Luigi did the writing. I mean, Mario did the art.
Oh, that makes sense.
Something like that.
I like the Switch. Put it out there. Love it.
I never even played it.
Love Zelda. Love Mario Kart. Love Smash Brothers. Love Mario.
Those were on other game consoles.
Nope. They're all Nintendo IP. They're all.
Well, I thought you meant this is Switch only.
New ones. Oh, the new ones. Yeah. I mean, yes, you can buy the original Nintendo and play Mario on that as well, but you can't get a PlayStation and play Zelda.
Right.
That's true.
I get you.
Did you guys find it interesting, the whole portable console type connectivity? I mean, I had one, but I like my games portable, so it really lost interest for me. And then it started warping, and that was like the final death knell for me.
What do you mean, death note?
Death knell?
Oh.
Yeah, but anyway, I wanted to hear what did you guys
rogue? Took Zelda on a flight once and felt pretty awesome about it, and that was the only time I took that out of its dock.
So you definitely use it as a console?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like if I'm... I have so much else to distract me when I'm away from home, like on my phone. I don't really need the
exactly.
video game system to do it. So maybe I kind of like just keep it in its place. Otherwise, maybe I would play too much.
Mm. Donnie takes his X-Men pinball game on flights.
That thing's 280 pounds.
All right. Well, there's two things I want to hit for sure. The Dark Phoenix trailer, which... I thought looked pretty good, but I've been hearing some things. Some other people didn't think it was a good. What were their thoughts?
I'm not excited for it, honestly. No. It just doesn't look that good.
Really?
Really?
I was just in.
You know, you're an X-Men fan.
Oh
like,
yeah,
X-Men
I know.
Fan.
I didn't like Apocalypse. Wolverine Origins was horrible. The last one I liked was Days of Future Past. Hmm. Yeah. It should just ended.
What
up
about
with
Logan?
That. Logan was awesome. Yeah, that was a good one. I was just thinking X-Men movies in general. I didn't even see.
Even though you said Wolverine Origins.
Well, because that was just a horrible
Logan
movie.
Doesn't even feel like an X-Men movie to me,
but
though.
Yeah, no, I got you. But Wolverine Origins at least had Gambit and Deadpool, but they just
they
just
did them
it.
So poorly.
Yeah, they did.
They did them so poorly.
But I didn't even see First Class in the theater, but I actually did like that one once I did see it. But Dark Phoenix, I'll see it. I just don't know if I'll see it in the theaters. I don't know if I'll see it for $5 on a Tuesday.
or get it in a mystery box.
$50.
I think the trailer looks
look at
awesome.
Corbin's asleep over there.
What? No, I wasn't listening.
Sorry, I was looking up some research on the trailer because I had a theory I wanted to say out there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I thought the trailer looked awesome. I've heard all these negative things. The only thing in the trailer that I thought was a little rough was the crying part. The main character, it didn't seem very realistic. She seemed kind of faking it. I think that's what she was doing because she's an actor. But I just thought the trailer was great.
She was faking it.
They just sprayed her face with water.
But I noticed one thing that really stood out to me was when Cyclops is yelling at McAvoy and he comes back with, "I don't know what to do." When he says that, he turns into Patrick Stewart.
See,
it's brilliant.
It's you find it brilliant. Yeah. I find it almost weird.
I thought it was so cool.
I don't know what to do.
It sounded exactly like Patrick Stewart.
Okay, I'll have to listen to
I don't know what to do.
It sounded odd to me, and maybe I just wasn't understanding why he was doing it, because all of a sudden I was like, it didn't feel like James McAvoy, and maybe it's not supposed to. It's supposed to seem like
he switched. I mean, he did his split thing and went into Patrick Stewart. It was crazy.
So I feel like one of the things that is like the elephant in the room is that they already did a Dark Phoenix within the X-Men.
Right.
But Days of Future Past, basically. Well, not Days of Future Past.
X-Men Last Stand?
No.
Days of Future Past kind of retconned
rewrote
it.
That.
Yes. But I liked
it. I get that you kind of retconned, but the movie still exists in the world. And so isn't there some level of fatigue where it's like, aren't there a lot of X-Men stories out there?
You know what we need is another Spider-Man
origin story.
No, they can do stuff over and over.
But they skipped over it, right? For Spider-Man Homecoming?
Right, but
knows the origin.
That's because they've done it six times. This one, Dark Phoenix.
I mean,
I'm with you, but I'm just trying to be a jerk.
Yeah, and you're doing a great job of it.
No problem. I heard Doom Patrol already did it, too.
They already did a Dark Phoenix story.
I do have a question.
You know who really did it?
Hanna-Barbera,
and then they stole it from themselves.
Oh, my God.
Do you notice, by the way, it's only called Dark Phoenix. It's not called X-Men Dark Phoenix.
That's, I like that, though.
They're taking it away.
I do like that. I
because they're embarrassed to say it's X-Men.
Wow.
There are.
Can we talk about, I think the elephant in the room is the fate of Mystique, though. Do you guys agree?
Oh, she's going to die.
Yeah, like it's all.
Well, aren't they all going to die and then they're just going to become part of the Marvel Universe?
Well, eventually we're all going to die.
Zach. You don't like Jennifer Lawrence's Mystique?
Know, maybe that's something
you empower to live forever. Every time she's playing her, it's just a little different. Every time she's playing her, I mean, the hair gets oranger and shorter. And
well, each movie takes place like 10 years after the previous movie.
And why does she look paler? Like her blue is a lot paler. I didn't like that at all.
She chose to do it because she's a shapeshifter. She lightly blew herself.
But why?
I was even told
blaming it.
Oh,
I was even told after Days of Future Past she didn't want anything to do with Mystique anymore.
Really?
Yeah. But now she's still doing them.
I think this is her last one. That's
did you mean to do that?
I hope Disney moves on from it.
I agree.
It's fine if you move on from it.
It's better if you stick with it.
What are you agreeing with?
Oh, Donnie was just saying that it's like ending it. Just moving on.
I just hope Disney recasts everybody.
Like just start
the
fresh.
Fox thing.
Oh, you said Fox, right?
Yeah.
Fox.
Even Hugh Jackman?
Even they had Rogue, I'm like, she doesn't have a Southern accent. You know, yes. Anna Paquin or whatever from True Blood. I can't think of her name, but
you literally said just said it.
Yeah.
You okay. did it well, too.
Okay. Yeah.
The cool. Penguin. Anna the Penguin.
Anna Penguin.
Stole it from DC.
Who stole it from themselves.
What was that?
Brightburn.
Corbin? Brightburn is what I wanted to get to because I need help understanding what's going on with Brightburn because it's...
I'm excited.
It's...
Yeah,
it's an amazing trailer, but it's the Superman story.
Dark Superman.
But is it under the guise of, is it under Superman? Is it actually a Superman story? It's just a parallel.
Yeah.
It parallels Superman.
Yeah. It's basically the same concept as Superman. An alien baby comes to Earth. Some people in a farm town find him and then raise him.
Right.
But like in a dysfunctional family. By like people who bully him and treat him, you know, poorly, and then he lashes out at them with the powers of a Superman.
Huge ripoff is what we're calling it.
I mean, yes. It's almost like
is the, it set the in the movie same version? Place?
It's I think close. I have to. I don't know the full research on that.
It sounds like it's.
But
like
it almost
parody.
Reminds me of like the movie version of like Superman Red Sun. You guys read that comic?
Oh, I read that one.
Russia, where it's like, what if
that's,
Superman?
And that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, it's like that. So I wouldn't call it exactly. A
Corbin,
rip-off,
I think I'm
more
the one
like
who told you about that.
Yeah, I think I heard it from you last week.
I'm the one who told you about that.
We talked about that when
I told you. I don't know. Some other week.
Oh, we must have. Wait.
Just know I'm right.
He ripped it off of Zach.
You ripped
so you
that off
know.
From me.
I'm pretty
after
sure.
I ripped it off for myself.
Zach, who stole his name from Saved by the Bell.
Rip off.
Okay, I'm a,
hey, I read Screech's book.
The Golden Child.
But what do you guys Screech think about him. That one? Because I think it's interesting.
The Brightburn trailer?
Yes.
I think it looks amazing.
It sounds like Umbrella Academy is a take on the X-Men. It's interesting to look through a certain concept through a different lens.
Yes.
Especially a trope that some people are so very used to. And so to be able to say, what if this was actually the kind of home that he landed in instead of the home that he did land in?
Right, I want to know, how can you do that? It's not parody, really, right? So it's the same story. It's just taking
a what if.
I guess, but how do you do that? Because they're not the same names. I'm not complaining about it. It's just interesting to me that it really is the Superman story, unless that's a story that's been done many times and you just can't copyright the story.
I know from an artist standpoint, I know that we can actually get paid for doing fan art because it's the art. It's the character that's owned by these people in our style, and we can change up a few things and things like that. And I'm thinking that it's probably using that avenue in a weird way.
So it's like in music, you change the seventh note.
And they may pay some sort of royalty to be able to do it. You know, like a bar has to pay ASCAP fees to run TVs and music.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just more of an homage.
That could be.
Yeah, but in the legal world,
they don't let that fly.
Yeah.
I know it's directed by James Gunn, right?
Homage?
No.
When you say film? Something is a fact, you don't put comma and the right question mark. I know it's directed by James Gunn, comma, space, right?
I know it's directed by
You do know that. You're not asking if we're...
No, I'm okay. It was a more of a conversation lead off, right?
No, it ended, right? But it's...
Okay. I don't know how to do this. I'm sorry.
I don't know how to do this talking thing. I don't know. It's different over there, isn't it?
He's trying to set you up.
You get stuck by yourself.
What am I supposed to do with my hands?
Maybe if you just change enough.
Yeah.
There's some level of having it enough change where it's considered to be okay.
Like when Hanna-Barbera stole Hanna-Barbera stuff.
Yes, exactly.
I actually, my friends... Moving on. my friends actually sent me a video of someone who made like a fan video of what if Fresh Prince was set in 2019.
Oh, boy.
And a lot more like it would be on Showtime or HBO and stuff like that. And it was this little trailer. It was just a piece of the trailer. And I thought that it looked really awesome. And I think I put it in the Slack channel so you guys can check it out. But... It looked amazing. It was a lot more serious. It was
gritty.
It was way more gritty.
Did Frank Miller write it?
Actually,
isn't part of it like a joke? Like everything has to be.
Is it really
now.
Happening, or is it fanboy made?
It's fanboy. Yeah, but it looked really awesome. Check out the trailer, and then you'll understand.
So instead of like Uncle Philip.
He was a lot more serious and a lot more like, Will, you need to get your life together. Or else you're going to die, basically.
Or you'll just become a genie.
Or you'll become a genie.
Wow. Oh, all right. Anybody else got... there was Hellboy coming out.
Oh, yeah. I'm actually really excited for that one. I like the other ones. I like the Ron Perlman Hellboys. The second one was a lot better than the first one. I like Ron Perlman. I don't know. Maybe... I just like him as an actor, so...
Has there been a trailer for the new one?
Yeah.
It looks good. I've never even seen the original, but this one I want to see.
They said that they paid attention a lot more to the source material. So.
Oh, that's so reassuring.
It looks so good.
Oh, so
it, honestly,
Donnie will like it.
The first one was more Heck Boy.
I feel you on that one. It's pretty good.
Purgatory fella.
I like what you did there. I really felt like Pan's Labyrinth to me, which is funny because that is a Guillermo del Toro movie, and this isn't.
Yep. You think Pan's Labyrinth was a funny movie?
No.
Okay. I think I saw the wrong Pan's Labyrinth.
The new Hellboy.
Maybe Labyrinth was funny.
Is that the one you had to read through the whole thing? There's no...
Yeah.
So he didn't see it, obviously.
He didn't like that one.
Could not do, I even rented it from Blockbuster, and I'm like, nope, can't do it.
They looked exactly the same. Some of the characters looked exactly the same.
Was the same as as Labyrinth with David Bowie.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Jennifer Connelly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lance Pabrinth.
Ziggy Stardust Labyrinth.
Yeah.
I always liked Jennifer Connelly because I was first introduced to her in The Rocketeer, and then I went back to Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah, Jennifer Connelly wasn't in that.
No, we're mixing up the Labyrinth.
The Labyrinth. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I've seen that one.
Pan's Labyrinth. The reason this is funny is because Guillermo del Toro did the first Hellboy.
No, I get that.
And Pan's Labyrinth. But this movie is not made by Guillermo del Toro and looks like Pan's Labyrinth.
And he stole it from himself.
Exactly. Yeah, but he didn't use it again because he didn't direct this movie.
Corbin, what'd you get?
They got a really funny like Snickers commercial or Snickers ad in the back with Superman, Doomsday, and Batman. And then Doomsday eats the Snickers and he turns to Wonder Woman.
Is that you're not you when you're hungry?
I just think that's interesting. You guys can't really waste that time.
Corbin is not paying attention.
Well, we do have to
anymore.
Talk about Wonder Woman, right?
Yep. Wonder Woman. Let's get Wonder Woman in.
See, that was a great segue.
Yep. So Marissa, one of our listeners, has been asking for Wonder Woman for a while. So I'm just going to do a quick rundown of the new stuff. So the release date is going to be June 5th, 2020. As it comes closer, I'm sure we'll have more info. This is just a quick rundown. So Patty Jenkins is returning as the director. The production wrapped last Christmas, so they're editing and doing post as we speak.
Dope.
Oh, I thought you said Joe. I thought you were just interrupting me with my name at this point.
I know how that gets. I get it.
Patty and Gal Gadot absolutely nailed the character concept in the first one, so I'm really kind of excited to see what's happening with this one. Warner Brothers just announced that they will no longer be pushing the shared connected universe, so this is going to be a solo movie for a solo movie. That's it.
Interesting.
That's going to be odd.
They're doing Shazam, they're doing Joker, they're doing Wonder Woman, and you can see how none of those...
That just doesn't make any sense to me.
You don't have the Batman anymore.
They're just
anymore,
ruling out the idea of them ever up again.
Not ever eventually, but like for now, they're not worrying about sharing the universes anymore.
They're going to rip off a Deadpool character who's going to come and fix everything.
Yeah, exactly. That's probably a good idea, actually.
Yeah. I'm curious how they're going to bring back Chris Pine, but yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I think flashback scenes.
Probably. I mean... that and there's clearly some sort of time thing going on because it's set in 1984. That's the name of the movie.
Great year.
So it's going to be another nostalgia piece, kind of like Captain Marvel, but set in the 80s, which appeals to me a little bit more.
Yep.
The main villain is Cheetah, who's played by Kristen Wiig, and Chris Pine is reprising his role as Steve Trevor. So we'll see how that works out. And that's really it. There's not a lot of details, but as we get closer, we'll get more and we'll get some trailer reactions and stuff like that. Good. So thanks for asking, Marissa.
Yeah,
I know. Definitely, I have enjoyed I enjoyed Wonder Woman a lot more than I liked Captain Marvel. I can say that right now.
You think she could carry her groceries?
That was a line and a half for sure.
She needs some milk.
All right, feels like this is the end of this one. Might have felt that way 20 minutes ago.
After we broke Corbin.
Exactly. That was, I mean, there are going to be promos used for the other one from this one, so I mean,
I'm rocking.
No, there are some great moments, and this is what we'll be doing from now on. We'll do the first show, which will be a little tighter.
No way. We're never going to get there.
No. You guys, mostly because of you guys.
It's my fault. It's my fault for bringing information.
We had three or four other top.
They want information. They have the internet, which was invented 30 years ago.
I heard that today
on
Google.
I shared that.
Not from you, Corbin.
I was busy playing my Nintendo Switch.
I was busy reading the back of comic books while everyone else was talking.
I was busy getting
ripped off by myself.
All right. Follow us on.
At Comic Playground on everything.
So easy. No. All right, subscribe. Do whatever you have to do.
Use the internet.
Oh, no.
Again, I'm just going to the title screen while Corbin implodes. And the longer show was shorter than the regular show.
Oh, my goodness.
That's irony, bro.